connect. So I was training this group of, let's call them National Guardsmen, really, is what they were. I mean, that's what we call them now that I remember, the Iraqi National Guard. I was training them to actually operate in a counterinsurgency environment against an enemy that was very well armed, by the way, even by then. By October of 2003, the enemy began to manifest itself, the insurgency. And they were good. I mean, they were armed and equipped and organized. But the police that we were building were being trained in in investigations and in traffic tickets, you know, traffic circles. I'm not making that up, and I'm not denigrating it. It was an instinct. We were mirror imaging our own experience. And the police were getting clobbered. I mean, their police stations were being run over. They were being killed by the dozens. And so it took us a bit of time to come together, Department of State, Department of Defense, and decide how we would work collaboratively on building up both the Army and the police. And we conceded that for a time, these police are going to have capability that you wouldn't have to have where you're sitting here in Washington, D.C.